Call to order Board of Works for November 28th. Need approval of the November 14th minutes and the 18th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The lamp pole decorating contest at Greg Park started. We have all the poles spoken for. There's 25 total. I don't know how many are done now. They did them over the weekend. We asked them to try and have them all up by this weekend with the parade and everything. And then we've also have a special project that we're doing on the 15th of December. Santa Claus has been kind enough to take a couple hours out of his evening to do a Santa calling. The Vincent Civitan Club and the Parks Department, we have flyers sent out to the preschools and the daycares. They fill out a registration form that has some information that Santa would know. And that evening, Santa will be making phone calls to the children to ask what they'd like for Christmas. But that will be on the 15th of December. Registration forms are available here, the clerk's office, our office, and head and abstract, and then also on the website, Facebook.
Police department did. Okay, Dusty's on vacation, so. Street department, Bryce.
We're in our third week of a leaf pickup, and we're doing well.
Until it rained.
Yeah. City engineer. JP.
Out on Kimmel Road, we are waiting on lights. They were supposed to get here this afternoon and get them up this week.
Did they come in this afternoon?
I haven't confirmed that yet.
That they have.
Oh, fabulous.
Why we have these meetings.
Yeah, so you can tell the engineer what's going on. All right, 7th Street is underway. That's our CCMG package. We are removing railroad ties from the old trolley system. There are no tracks. It's just trolley ties that have rotted, and we've confirmed that that is the issue that's causing the washboarding. So it's an expensive fix, but it's something we'll never have to worry about again. That's going on. About a block a day is about what we're getting done as far as excavation. Backfill with stone, and then after we get three blocks, we come back and asphalt three blocks, and then move on to the next section. That's going along pretty well. And then I have the Main Street Phase 1 contract for approval. The RDC is funding this endeavor. the contract is with Clark Dietz. It's for Main Street from 22nd Street to Jamestown Square Apartments entrance. That's where Phase 2 will kick off, which is the federal aid project through NDOT. We'll be getting started probably after the first of the year as far as design and that whole process goes. So Phase 1 process will take about a year to plan, design, and get going, whereas the federal aid project will probably take 3 years. Compare and contrast local dollars versus federal dollars, how that process works.
Yeah. So you require an action from us, yes, on this, Mayor?
Right. You need to approve the contract. The RDC doesn't have the authority to approve the contracts, but they will be funding it.
Okay.
We voted on that last meeting.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Clark Dietz for the Main Street reconstruction from 22nd Street to Jamestown Square Apartments in the total amount of $430,320 as approved to be paid by the RDC.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anything else?
Great.
With your three and
right.
Sharon's signature.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thanks. No old business, we'll move to new business. Vincent's Community School bus stop signs. Mr. Salters.
Tim Salters with the VCSE. I'm here to talk to you tonight about an improvement that we're making to our VCSE busing system. If you've been to the Riley District, you've kind of seen that we've got temporary signs up because of the construction. And what we've seen through this is this has been a really good success. It's improved efficiency with our busing, and it's also kind of shown people like, hey, this is specifically where we're stopping. So it's kind of improved safety in the area. We're going to continue this into the second semester with Riley, and then into next year, this will be something that we do school-wide. We're coming to you tonight to ask for assistance, specifically from the street department. We're going to buy basically rectangle signs that will go underneath the stop signs. They'll be white with kind of a green outline. Above it will be the school that this is the bus stop for. There'll be basically a VCSC logo, and the bottom it'll say bus stop. And the whole concept behind this is it makes it safer for not only our students, but the people in the area that, hey, this is a natural stopping spot, but now also they'll see that this is where it is to begin with. We're going to pay for the signs and pay for the trinkets that go with it. We just need help in putting those signs up, and that's what we're here asking for tonight.
And Bryce, you're good with that.
You know, frankly, I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you'd have some sort of video presentation or maybe.
I mean, I can.
We can send us on our iPhone so that we know.
The one thing, Bryce, that I could ask you while I'm here. We don't know specifically what little, like, how to connect those, the connecting pieces that need to go to put those up. Would that be something that you could buy and we reimburse you for that? Would that be all right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's
great.
All we have.
Great. Sounds like a really good idea.
All right.
So I make a motion that we approve the installation of bus stop signs provided by the Vinson School Corporation at various locations in the Vinson's Community School Corporation District, approximately 75 signs to be installed by the street department.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And just for your record too, we'll have maps detailed so it'll be easy for the street department. Everything will be laid out and ready to go for them.
Great.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Mr. Salters. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's his birthday, so.
Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental, Matt Tromley.
Hello.
Hi.
My first meeting. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm excited too, actually.
Okay. Well, I just want to see if I can get permission to use the pavilion on, actually the date is different than what's on there. It's May 13th, 2017.
It says May 13th.
Right? Yeah, that's what's on our page.
Oh, mine says May 2016, so.
We have the corrected copy, okay.
May 13th, 2017.
Yeah. Okay. And you understand the rental and the deposit and
yep,
insurance,
get all that? Yep, I've gotten all the paperwork yes.
Great, yeah. Great. And it'll be beautiful weather then.
Thank you.
Okay,
so we're going to that.
I guarantee it. Hey, it's a week before the rendezvous. I mean, it's 2 weeks for the rendezvous. Sorry, two
so
weeks.
It's guaranteed because then it always turns, right?
Yeah, we'll have in between weeks.
Okay, see, perfect. We'll,
and that's the Relay for Life. It always rains on Relay for Life, and it's nice for rendezvous. So with that, I'll make a motion that we approve the pavilion rental for the Tromley wedding on Saturday, May 13th for the full day.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Next is KCDC contract. And that would be me. This is just a service contract we do every year with KCDC. The $4,000 per month we pay, $48,000 a year. It's the same contract as we've signed in the past.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the monthly contract for services with Knox County Development Corporation in the amount of $4,000 per month.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Wonderful.